to just look at your Bible. I think it's verse 6. It's talking about, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Jesus' teaching is really profound. It's simple and yet it's deep. If you remember the word blessed, it means happy, happy, happy. Happy are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. The Beatitudes is all to do with character and all to do with conduct. Being hungry and thirsty is it's like a passion. And so what Jesus is teaching here is that the same way that you and I hunger for a meal is the same way that you and I hunger for righteousness. And Jesus' promise is that we will be filled. So the first one that we looked at, we're talking about blessed or happy, are those that are poor. In other words, I know that I have got nothing spiritually to offer to God on my own. If I take God out of my life, I can offer him nothing. I am a spiritual poor. And then we come to the next one, didn't we? I think we held and touched on this. Blessed are those that mourn. What a strange picture of happiness. And really what this is talking about is not mourning over those who are dead, but mourning over the living. Mourning over sometimes the rubbish in my life that I can't get by. Mourning over that kind of stuff. And Jesus said, blessed are those that mourn, for they will be comforted. Then we looked at blessed are the meek. And these three are all to do with really the eternal. How we are, our condition, our position. If you remember last week when we looked at blessed are those that are meek, it means power over control. If you remember, it means kind of getting used to the hand of God. It's a beautiful thing, is blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. This one, there's action. This one, there's desire. This one now is me wanting. I am hungry and I'm thirsting for God. And Jesus said, you will be happy when you do that. It's really, honestly, the Beatitudes are absolutely fantastic. And Jesus is calling you and I to live this kind of life. Listen to Proverbs 15 and verse 9. God loves the person who pursues righteousness. I'm going to come on in a few minutes of what righteousness really, really means. So these first three things, once we get them right, all of a sudden now the Holy Spirit of God who lives within us, he creates this desire that I just can't get enough. And all of a sudden now I am hungry and thirsty for God and for righteousness that I've never known before, because he talks about Jesus being our righteousness. I want you to notice, it says, this is not for those who just show interest, or people who just come for a nibble. This is for people who are hungry and thirsty. So when you and I are hungry, there's action, there's an intense desire. Listen to the psalmist. As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. This is what Jesus is talking about here, being hungry and thirsty for God. The Apostle Paul is writing to the Philippians, and it's kind of knocking on the ears now, and he comes out with these words, all that I may know him, more and more, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings. Paul's known him for quite a while, but he's got this desire, this intensity in his life to know God more and more. When you and I are hungry, your body tells you that you're hungry. It's exactly the same when it comes to the things of God. We've got this kind of, sort of, this inner desire, this intensity that I need to read God's word, I need to spend time with him. So this is, again, it's really, really important when we come to the things of God and I've got a desire. Physically, when I'm ill, my appetite's gone. At the moment, I'm just fighting off this kind of flu book. And so my appetite is not what it should be, which is awful, because you know how much I love my food, even celery wrapped in cheese and chilies. So when we call it, first thing that goes is an appetite. When you go and see people who are ill, it's like, how are you feeling? Yeah, well, I'm okay. blessing doesn't belong to those who want to remain as they are. If you want to remain as you are as a Christian and not grow, then this blessing is not for you. Because it says, blessed are those who hunger and who thirst for righteousness, because then the promise is, they shall be filled. Little Oliver, don't know where he is today. But when you've got a newborn baby, you just kind of stick in the body, and all I want to do is feed. They've got an appetite, they've got a hunger. And I want to ask you, at the moment, how big would your appetite be? If you pictured yourself as a little baby bird in a nest, waiting to be fed, would your spiritual mouth be really wide open? If it's a little bird in a nest, but the guy, feed me. How big would your appetite be at this moment in time? Would it be that big, or would it be really big? Because God is He's got the best for us, and He wants to fill us all the time. This spiritual feeding of His Word. I know that the precepts that you're doing, it might be very basic for some of you. For some of you, you're thinking, man, I've never studied it like this. I've never eaten God's Word this way. But precept studies, we can go into some really, really deep stuff. That desire, that hunger has got to be there, as God stirs you and I up more and more. Let me ask you a question. What satisfies you as a person? What satisfies you? What really, really fills you? And there's lots and lots of things in life that we've tasted and that we've tried. Because whatever we think that satisfies us, that is exactly what you and I pursue. And that can be lots and lots of things in life. It can be business, it can be revenge, it can be money, it can be sex, it can be all kinds of stuff that you and I will absolutely run after and plough after and want and desire. And Jesus is saying here, blessed are you who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for you will be satisfied, you will be filled. And what Jesus is saying here, there are so many things. But when you hunger and thirst for me, I am the only one who can really, truly, fully satisfy. Let me tell you a funny story. I went to speak in a big Pentecostal church. This is years ago in Leeds. And I was speaking about God healing and about God loving. And when I finished, a lady came up to me. And she must have been one of them kind of women who were maybe 72, modern dressed up as lads, you know what I mean? Really kind of giddy. And she came up, and I heard about her reputation, and I remember her coming up and saying, do you believe that God can heal? I said, yes, I do believe that God can heal. Now this lady, she must have been 70 odd years old, she had tights on really kind of glamorous, and she had a really short miniskirt on, really short. So what she did, she pulled up a chair and she sat in front of me and she sat. And then she kind of lifted up the short miniskirt, looked at it, and she went like that. And she went, could you put your hands on my legs and heal them? Wow. I bet you're all wondering what I did next. So this is what I did. I got all the legs. I said to this lady, I think God can heal you without my hands. But I know that this woman will look in to be satisfied, and I've heard about her reputation, but she will look in the wrong area with the wrong man at the wrong time. You and I, sometimes we run after money, so we can really, really satisfy. We can run after all kinds of things. This from Jesus. It's to be hungry and thirsty. And if I'm not, and if you're not, I need to really look at these first three beatitudes about being poor in spirit, about being meek, about mourning. Because out of these, the Holy Spirit then brings a desire that, oh God, I know there's only you who can ever fully satisfy me. And Jesus promised here that He will fill. The Hebrew word for righteousness is being lawful, being correct, being just, being upright, being innocent, being guiltless, being faultless. And really, it's just a lovely picture of who Jesus is. Because Jesus, again, is saying, if you hunger and thirst for me, I will fill your life like you could never even dream. And I will satisfy you. I will fill your life with all the good things and with who I am. I don't know if you've ever been to a poor country, but I remember years ago I visited India. And for the first time, I came across a family that lived in a skip. I've never seen sight like this before. And this family were a man and wife, and there were four children, and they lived from other people throwing in their rubbish. I remember stood watching for ages. I stood with small guys. I remember stood them just waiting for this skip to just be filled. And that's how they lived. And the picture that I'm trying to paint is that this family would do anything to eat. They were going to incredible lengths to live in a skip because there was nothing else for them. I remember a kind of tears really well up in my eyes just watching this family kind of survive. In Jesus' day, there were a lot of people like this who were kind of desperate. And I've been thinking about in our small world, I know this poverty, but not like this. But sometimes when you and I don't see true poverty, we kind of don't see people really, really struggling because we've really got it all together. Sometimes that reflects on our spiritual appetite because really we've kind of got it all. So I want to kind of go back and say to us that if you are okay as you are, this blessing is not for you. But if you're hungry and thirsty more for God, knowing that it's only He who can satisfy, then this blessing is for you. Remember the word again. This word blessed means happy. Every person wants to be happy. And so Jesus in his teaching, he turns everything on its head. And he says, if you follow me, if you come my way, then you'll find exactly that. You will find me wanting to bless you. Did Jesus say, we are righteous if we hunger and thirst to be blessed? Jesus said, we are blessed if we hunger and thirst for righteousness. Okay. Think about this. This is a verse that everyone knows. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And then everything else will be added. You will find this lovely word, righteousness, covered all over the Bible. And He is our righteousness. We hunger and thirsting for God. This is a daily thing. A daily appetite for God. Because we know there's only Him who can fill. Has anybody ever read a book called The Pursuit of God? Linda, yeah, there's a few of us. Listen to what the writer said. This is a beautiful thing. To have found God and still pursue Him is the soul's paradox of love. Goodness. I'm hungry, and I'm filled, and I'm hungry again. Have you ever been that when you've gone to someone else, depending on whose house you go to, mind, but when you go to that person's house, and you eat the meal, and you feel at home, and you put your feet up, and you think, wow, I am absolutely stuffed. But it was so good, I could actually eat it again. Have you heard of that phrase, your eyes are bigger than your belly? That's you and me. You know, when you get a really good meal, and you think, wow, I couldn't eat another thing, but really, I want to, because it was so good. This, blessed, are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. It's kind of being filled and hungry at the same time. So this is a continual thing. It's not that we're just going to be filled. It's just that we're hungry, and we're filled, and we're hungry, and we're filled, and we're hungry, and we're filled. So the question is this morning, is this for you? Is your desire to be hungry and thirsty for more of Jesus and His righteousness? I'm going to close this morning, just before we go into communion. This is by Abel Tausner. And in his book called
following hard after God. This is what he said just before he came to pray. He says, what I believe about God is the most important thing about me. And you often hear that in people's prayers. What God means to them will leak out of their prayer life. And this is what he said. This is a guy hungering and thirsting for God, known all over the world. Listen to his passion. He said, oh God, I have tasted your goodness, and it has both satisfied me and made me thirsty for more. I am painfully conscious of my need for further grace. I am ashamed of my lack of desire. Oh God, the triune God, I want you. I want to be filled with longing. I thirst to be made more thirsty still. Show me your glory, I pray, so that I may know you more and more indeed. Begin in mercy a new work of love within me. Say to my soul, rise up, my love, my beautiful one, come away with me. And then give me grace to rise and follow you up from this misty moorland where I have wandered for so long. Wow. Such a man of God, respected all over the world. And here he is, he's praying like a pauper because he's got an intense hunger for Jesus himself. Some of you older ones will know this old hymn. It says, we taste of thee, O living bread, and want to feast upon thee still. We drink of thee, the fountainhead, and thirst our souls from thee to fill. Hungry and thirsty and yet filled at the same time. It's beautiful. I'm just going to close with a verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. I just want us to really think about this just before we go into communion. In fact, I'm just going to read from verse 19, it says these words, sorry, verse 18. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were making an appeal through us, we beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf. That means Jesus, this beautiful person, actually became like us. So that we could actually become like him. And then he says these words, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. It's not that God has just made us righteous, but now he has given us his righteousness. So when Jesus became sin for us, this is someone who was pure and holy and never sinned. They were not delighting. He became like us. So all our rubbish and all our guilt and all our junk and all our failure and all the things that keep us down and trip us up east took him up. He became something that must have been horrific for him, who never knew no sin. Why? So that we might live an exchange life. So that we might become righteous. So that you and I would receive the righteousness of God.